Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm excited to be here. Of course, always far more excited to have you here with me, friends. Happy April. We are already done one quarter of the year. Rainy April is here, and we are officially in quarter two of four for 2024. If you are anything like me, you might be keen on or in the habit of reflecting on the past 3 months every quarter when it ends. I find that as someone with anxiety and depression, specifically dysthymia, which is a mild but long-lasting form of depression, having the habit of doing things daily that are good for me mentally, but also often doing reflections and check-ins is extremely important and heavily beneficial to me. On Sunday, I sat down and did some reflecting of how the first quarter went. And I realized that there are three very specific things that I've either learned or that have been like reiterated to me. And I wanted to share these things with you because I just, in the season of life I'm in, where I'm in a recovery process from migraines, I'm also trying to be the main support system for my partner who is going through some health stuff. I've just really relearned the importance of specific things that although they seem silly to do or ridiculous to do or I don't have time to do it kind of thing to a lot of people, these are really, really important things for the foundation of our happiness, to feel fulfilled every day in life, and to just live a life where we feel like we really did the best we could for ourselves. So, grab your favorite drink. Get cozy. If you are out and about or doing chores, make sure that you have headphones on so we are one on one. It's going to be a good episode. Let's dive in and find out what three things I have learned or had reiterated to me that I think are beneficial to me but will help you to hear as well. Number one, taking care of yourself in good seasons is super important. If during good seasons of life, you are not doing things to take care of yourself. You aren't instilling small, sustainable, but healthy habits that will benefit different areas of your life. If you're not prioritizing your health and happiness, doing so when life gets hard or something traumatic happens and knocks you right off your feet, like hits you like a freight train type thing, then in seasons like that, it's going to be nearly impossible because in good seasons, you haven't instilled those habits. You haven't been prioritizing yourself. If that's not something that you already have a good habit or a good track record of doing, then when life knocks you out, it's either going to be really, really hard to get yourself back up or feel nearly damn impossible. How do I know? Because I've done it. Before the years came where anxiety and depression really took over and I was basically drowning in my mental illnesses, in the season before that where things felt okay and I was in my early teenhood, I didn't have any sort of morning routine. I didn't work out or do any sort of movement daily that was good for me. I didn't take proper care of myself and have healthy habits that were sustainable. And so when life really took over and anxiety and depression, I started drowning in, it was really fucking hard to even start to believe that I could get out of that. And now, years later, I'm in a different situation. Yes, I still have to do daily work to keep my mental health on track and to keep my anxiety and depression on bay. That is a full-time, everyday job. And I'm now at a place where, although it's not a matter of me drowning in my anxiety, depression, just keeping it at bay, I have other health issues to also worry about. I have issues with my periods that I'm trying to figure out and have been for a while. I just recently finally found a medication that works for my migraines, but I realized that last year when migraines were taking me over, I lost a lot of my strength and my immune system changed a little bit, so I've got to recover from that, get my strength back, get my immune system back on track and all of that. And if I hadn't have, through the past few years, learned to prioritize myself truly, I hadn't created habits that would be sustainable and good for me, and I didn't do the work daily to keep my anxiety and depression at bay, then when other things besides what's going on with me happened in my life and kind of knocked me on my feet, when I had other people I love go through certain health issues and I still felt the need to really be there for them and stuff, it was really hard. Hard in a different way than trying to get out of an anxiety and depression you're drowning from, yes, but still hard. I'm dealing with my own health stuff, I'm trying to help people with theirs, and there's other life things going on behind the scenes. We all know what that's like. But if I hadn't, in the past few years, taken care of myself, built healthy habits, and truly found the tools and resources that help me keep my anxiety and depression at bay, I wouldn't be able to show up in this current season of life the way that I can. I wouldn't have the mindset that I do. I wouldn't have the patience and understanding with people I do. And I wouldn't be able to show myself grace or self-compassion when times get rough the way that I. So, in those good seasons, when things feel right, when you're feeling good, make sure you are doing things every day to take care of yourself and your health, especially mentally. Because if you do, as hard times are going to still be, they will feel a little bit easier to get through. And you'll be able to be a little bit kinder and more patient to yourself when life gets really rough. Keeping promises is part of the key to happiness within yourself, to true internal happiness. Whether you are making the promise to write 2 pages of a book you're working on each day, get a workout in 5 days out of the week, actually look into therapists because you want to take your mental health better, whatever the promise may be. If you make promises to yourself, big or small, and then you don't keep them, especially if this is something you do repeatedly, part of the reason you might be feeling unfulfilled, frustrated, and unhappy is because of that. Keeping promises to myself, I have found, is beneficial in building my self-confidence and my ability to be resilient. However, I have found through my life that it is also a key component to finding true happiness within myself. When I keep promises to myself, I feel so damn good. I feel so freaking empowered. When I make a promise to myself and then get lazy about it and let that laziness or that fear or the excuses win, I feel annoyed with myself and disappointed in myself. And I don't feel fulfilled and I don't feel the happiest. So, in case you need that reminder, keeping even the tiniest promises to yourself is going to be hugely beneficial in your
internal happiness.
And before anybody starts thinking, but I've got this to do, that to do, other promises to keep, other people to take care of, no. While you may have other promises to keep, other commitments, and other people that you want to be there for, you cannot properly show up to those commitments. You cannot be present with people, and you cannot actually show up for people the way that they may need you to and you deserve to show up for them. So make yourself happy first. And if you aren't feeling the most happy with yourself, look at what you're doing and see if part of the problem might be that you're not keeping promises to yourself, even if they're small ones, because keeping every promise you make to yourself matters. It matters for your health, for your well-being overall, for you now, future you, and for your happiness. And the final thing that I learned, or maybe relearned, this first 3 months of the year that I find really important, and you hearing, I think will be beneficial to you too. No matter what age we are or what stage of life we're in, joy matters. Doing things for the sake of them bringing us joy and making our heart feel fuzzy and happy matters. We get one damn life. And yes, we need to work to pay bills. We need to work to afford trips. We need to work to be able to afford raising kids, etc. Yes, we need to work. We need to make money. And working hard, no matter what you're working at in life, is important because that shows that you have good character. But don't forget to stop and smell the damn roses. Or buy yourself roses once in a while. Don't forget to smile at strangers. Don't forget to color once in a while because it makes you happy. Don't forget about pottery that you love. Take a class once in a while. Don't forget that you love to dance in the rain. Don't stop doing little things that make your heart happy. We get one life, and while yes, taking care of ourselves is important, and doing the hard inner work to constantly grow, evolve, and stay a good person matters, and yes, working hard to make money and make dreams come true, etc., is important. But the most important damn thing is that we take the opportunity we've been given to bring ourselves damn joy each and every day. And yes, a lot of us will go through serious health issues in our life. We're gonna have things happen in life that hit us like a freight train and make us question if we can even get out of what we're now going through, if life is even worth continuing. But no matter how hard we work in life, no matter how much money we make in life, no matter what we're doing with our lives, and no matter how hard life gets, in between all of that, there's still little things that are going to bring us joy, and we deserve to do those things that bring us joy no matter what season we're in. Because one, joy and happiness freaking matter. I get one life. I don't want to look back and feel like all I did was work and heal from health issues and recover and whatnot. I want to look back and say that in between all of that, I took the opportunities to have fun and find joy where I could. And you know what? Even if you're in a season where you're super busy or you're recovering for something or you're trying to get diagnosed with things because something's not right health-wise, you still deserve to find moments of joy that are going to keep you going, make you feel a little bit safer, bring your heart a little bit more happiness. Joy freaking matters. And doing things to bring ourselves joy matters a lot, no matter what age we are or what we're going through. Here's the thing that I want to say about these lessons and about any lesson that we learn in life. The universe will repeat these lessons for us no matter what lessons they're trying to teach us or whatever gods are trying to teach you, whether you're spiritual or religious. It's not something that matters to me. I'm personally spiritual, which is why I say universe. No matter what the universe or the gods are trying to teach us,
those lessons will be repeated in different ways until we freaking learn them. And let me tell you, these lessons, I hear loud and clear and understand deeply now. I wanted to share these lessons with you though, because I believe that if they are going to benefit me to learn these or to be reminded of these, that there's some way that those lessons can also benefit you. Before I leave you today, I just want to share the reminder that no matter what you have already been through in life, no matter what people have tried to make you believe about yourself, and no matter what you are going through right now, you deserve to put yourself first. Living for you first and foremost matters. You only get one life. So you might as well do yourself the favor of living it for you in whatever way feels aligned to you. I love you. I am so damn grateful that we're connected and on this journey together. And I cannot wait to be back in this seat having another great chat with you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message, or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Kaitey, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.